joined by Reed Fenton, GM of the Three Hills Thrashers. And Reed, it's been a real competitive year for the Three Hills Thrashers this season, on the verge of the playoffs, of course. How would you sum up the regular season so far?
Well, it's had its ups and downs. I think we've been competitive every game, and I think it's been a surprise to everybody but the boys in the room, I'd say.
For sure, and it's been a real resurgence, it looks like, on paper, for sure. Lots of community support as well. What does it mean to you as GM to see such a resurgence and such a support behind your team?
I think it's awesome. The community, the sponsorship, the players that we got out to camp, it's been fantastic. And yeah, everybody's behind it in town. So.
And obviously, wearing an Olds Grizzlies jacket here today, August Olsen back with your organization. Yeah. What kind of impact has he had on your squad?
Well, I think first and foremost, he puts a smile on everybody's face, energizes everybody. I mean, he grew up with a lot of these kids, so everybody knows him, knows what he can do, and he's a hell of a hockey player. So.
Absolutely, and you've integrated a lot of young players into your lineup over the course of this season as well. How do you guys shape up for next year and the future in building this team for a long-term success?
Well, we lose four pretty big guys with McCullough, Armstrong, Jacob Allen, and Chapman leaving, but we'll just keep forging on and doing what we do, and I think our best recruiter is the kids, right? And word of mouth, and that seems to be going good. Hopefully it keeps going that way.
Absolutely, and obviously you're heading into the postseason here. It looks like it's going to be a Red Deer. Don't want to look too far ahead, but just how do you see yourselves matching up in that series?
I think we match up well against just about everybody. I mean, we played Sylvan Lake a couple weekends ago to a 2-1 overtime loss, and we beat Rocky, we beat Mountain View, and we beat Red Deer, I think, three times. Airdrie, I think they're 3-1 against us, so it just shows you got to show up to play every game, and yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, now you're one of only five teams in the league to take points off Sylvan Lake, so that definitely is an impressive stat. And last one, just what do you expect for tonight's game? Obviously, you do have a victory against the Colts. What do you have to do to generate that same kind of success tonight?
I think if we play with structure and pace and play the way that we can, then probably the biggest thing is the neutral zone, take away time and space, especially from players like Bell. I think it'll be a good hockey game. So,
thank you, Reed. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.